As It Will, for Stanley Kunitz. Sometimes, between one of Stanley's wells and whatever he says next, there's ample space to take a nap. It's late afternoon and the porch is warm and quiet. I can drift, knowing the front contour of his next word will retrieve me when I'm needed, and he will not have lost the thread of my question. I don't fret neglecting my work when this happens. I suspect, half unconscious, I can better communicate with my employer. He's been contemplating a passage marked continuity beyond the body for 20 minutes in silence when he surfaces. We know the conditions for survival will pass, he begins. Eventually, this planet Earth will become uninhabitable. When the sun grows cold, as it will, the conditions for life will be irrevocable. What are we going to do? He asks me. Maybe I've been thinking too small, calling around this morning, trying to find him a ride back to New York in September. More mischief sparking his voice this time. What are we going to do about this? He presses. I say, we'll have to find another life form to inhabit. I say, all we can do is live fully until the sun cools, and I remind him, a lot will have happened in the meantime, and there are other suns, other stars. They're a long way off, he scoffs, scatter gaze, not fixed on any one thing. And then, through the screen, a sharp shift of light, a wolf spider quivers its web, and though I am never certain what he is hearing or seeing, I know it is this glint that has called him back 5.5 billion years, when he says, look.